CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. Just 14 days until the election, Kamala Harris's running mate Tim Walz is in Wisconsin, where in-person early voting has begun.
Hello, Madison!
He's being joined by former President Barack Obama. Donald Trump campaigned in Florida today. Harris is in Washington.
I was going to hit her really hard on the trail today, but now I don't have to because she's off. No, I can't get over it. Who the hell takes off? You have 14 days left.
The death toll from Hurricane Helene was staggering, but officials in hard-hit North Carolina have lowered their estimates. Here's Matt Piper.
Buncombe County, North Carolina, home to hard-hit Asheville, overcounted deaths caused by Helene by as many as 30. The county previously reported 72 deaths. The sheriff's office is citing factors ranging from updated causes of death to communication challenges. Statewide, North Carolina officials are now reporting 96 deaths and 26 people remain missing there.
In Beirut, the search for victims continues from a deadly Israeli airstrike in a crowded residential area. The strike came as Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Israel to push for a reduction in violence. The BBC's Amir Nader.
On the one hand, we've had the U.S. envoy Amos Hochstein here yesterday seeking some kind of political resolution between the Lebanese parties, Hezbollah, and what might be the basis of an agreement to end the conflict. While at the same time, we're seeing this widening, escalating round of airstrikes here in Lebanon, and obviously rockets still going from the south of Lebanon into Israel.
The former CEO of Abercrombie & Fitch has been charged, along with two others, with sex trafficking male models. CBS's Christian Benavides with more on the indictment.
Saying that this was essentially a casting couch operation and that they would dangle dreams of a modeling career to dozens and dozens of young men. Now, officials, the prosecutors say that they've got 15 alleged victims that have come forward with these allegations.
Mike Jeffries ran the retail giant until 2014. The FAA is issuing a final rule on operating electric-powered air taxis. Linda Kenyon reports.
The agency is releasing final guidelines needed to train and qualify pilots to fly powered lift aircraft, which have the characteristics of both airplanes and helicopters. The goal is to use powered lift aircraft for air taxis and for short-haul operations.
Many companies are working to get them on the market but haven't had clear regulations. On Wall Street, the Dow finished off slightly, about 7 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Lake Avenue and the library lot are impacted due to the political visit in Racine today. Vice presidential candidate Tim Walz's rally at Memorial Hall is set for 6:45. The Waukesha County Board will vote tonight on a 0.5% sales tax proposal. It's aimed at addressing a $5 million budget deficit. The decision may influence Racine County Board supervisors as they're considering a similar tax. Early voting starts today in Racine and Kenosha and across the state. Voters in Kenosha can vote early at the municipal building, with Racine offering 7 locations with different schedules. And second gentleman Doug Emhoff will campaign in Kenosha on Thursday. He'll be joined by the Maryland governor in an effort to promote early voting. Specific details about those events are still pending. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers review Sunday's game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers reviewed the game tape of Sunday's win over the Texans. Head coach Matt LaFleur says they should have scored more earlier than depend on a last-second field goal.
It was unfortunate that we had to be in that situation. I think a lot of times when you're just Rolodexing all the mistakes that you made or miss ops to kind of put yourself in that position.
The Packers head to Jacksonville to play the Jaguars. The NBA season gets underway tonight in Boston. The defending champion Celtics host the Knicks. The Bucks are headed to Philly to play the 76ers tomorrow night. What's the vibe like in the Bucks locker room? Bobby Portis.
I've been talking about the vibe of our team. We have a hell of a vibe in our locker room, and it's fun to come. Hate to say work, but it is work, right? We get paid to do this, so it's been fun to come to work every day and compete with the guys, man. It's fun.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, a low around 50. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, breezy and cooler, a high in the upper 50s. We're back into sunshine Thursday early, then clouds return late, a chance of showers. High low 60s. It's 69 degrees right now.
I need somebody, help. Not just anybody, help. You know I need someone, help. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. Now these days are gone, days I'm gone. Not so self-assured. Now I find, I've changed my mind, I'll open up the doors.
On WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, according to a study, heavy long-term coffee drinking does not raise the risk of heart attacks for most people. No, but reading the price board at Starbucks might.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't believe a word I say? We can't go on.
Can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say, but don't you know I'm caught in a trap? I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. But don't you know I'm caught in a trap?
Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
Stay.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Couple of great shows coming up at Memorial Hall in the next month or so. First, it's Pure Soul, a tribute to 60s Motown and 70s soul. That's going to be at Memorial Hall Friday, November 8th. And then on November 22nd, it's a tribute to Fleetwood Mac. You can hear all the Fleetwood Mac songs recreated with passion and artistry. Tickets are available for both shows at the events page of festivalpark.com. And Don Rosen is going to have tickets to give away to both as well. All this week, you can get tickets to Pure Soul with Don Rosen in the morning between 6 and 9, and then be listening for your chances to win later with Don Rosen for that Fleetwood Mac show. Both coming up at Memorial Hall. You want ticket information, go to festivalpark.com.
Eric Hovde owns a $3 billion California bank. That's right, he owns it. And Hovde owns a $7 million California beachfront home. No wonder Eric Hovde's proposed spending $4 trillion in new tax breaks for super rich guys like himself. That's trillion with a T. What's his plan to pay for all those tax giveaways? Hovde's plan would slash Medicare 25%, slash veterans 40%, slash Social Security by 28%. Eric Hovde's plan would cost Social Security beneficiaries $500 a month, $6,000 a year. It's outrageous. Eric Hovde's plan, new tax breaks for the rich and devastating cuts for the rest of us. Now we know what's wrong with Eric Hovde. He's definitely not for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Vince Lombardi once said, "The measure of who we are is what we do with what we have." The team at Easy Mobility Solutions is dedicated to helping you make the most of every moment by reclaiming your freedom. As a Care Credit provider and Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility solutions, Easy Mobility Solutions offers a variety of Golden and Pride scooters and power chairs. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Visit the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
The Racine Civic Center and the Legends Never Die concert series welcome Pure Soul Presents Friday, November 8th at Memorial Hall. It's time to party. Are you ready? Pure Soul Presents is a tribute to 60s Motown and 70s Soul, the music that defined a generation. So good! So good! Pure Soul Presents proves that rhythm and romance never go out of style. Tickets for Pure Soul Presents Friday, November 8th at Memorial Hall are on sale now at the events page of festivalpark.com.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Who is Brian Stile trying to fool with all his negative ads? Stile voted against aid for veterans exposed to toxic burn pits. And Brian Stile voted to cut funding for 500 local police officers. And cut funding to crack down on fentanyl traffickers. Peter Barca has always put Wisconsin before party politics. And that's what he'll do in Congress. Veterans at the VFW Post 1865 gave Peter Barca an award because he's always fought for them. Peter made it easier for disabled veterans to collect their benefits. And he was the legislative leader who worked with veterans groups to put a POW MIA monument in the Capitol Rotunda to honor our heroes. To keep us safe, Peter Barca helped put 100,000 more police officers on the beat. And he led the fight to secure survivor benefits for those killed in the line of duty. That's why law enforcement leaders and veterans have always supported Peter Barca.
I'm Peter Barca, candidate for Congress, and I approve this ad.
Paid for by Citizens for Peter Barca.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, I'm Kurt Vollman. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 50. Tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy, and a high of 56.
rescue me.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Well, when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody is better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. Recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks, and on-site reporting of the Packers. Mike is on every hour, weekdays on WRJN. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new study finds 830 people in Wisconsin were killed by guns in 2022. That includes homicides and suicides. That's more people than died in car crashes. The numbers come from the Wisconsin Anti-Violence Effort Education Fund. More than three-fourths of people shot to death in Wisconsin were Black. Vice President Kamala Harris is making her case to conservatives in a Wisconsin city once known as a Republican stronghold. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Brookfield's role in our battleground state could be a big deal. Of all the Waukesha County communities, it's one seeing a farther shift left, and it's likely one of the reasons Vice President Kamala Harris picked the place to campaign. Topics included abortion, Social Security, and national security. With the Vice President in Brookfield, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. As early voting kicks off today, voters in the city of Racine and Kenosha will have different experiences. Kenosha centralizes its early voting at the municipal building downtown. Racine spreads the opportunity across seven locations, including community centers. Each operates on different schedules. Those are posted on the city's website. In another difference, Racine is using ballot drop boxes. Kenosha is not. There's more about your ballot and how to vote at myvote.wi.gov. Minnesota Governor and Vice Presidential candidate Tim Walz is engaging with Racine supporters. The rally at Memorial Hall has those going lining up along Lake Avenue. There are other traffic impacts in the downtown area. The library parking lot is not available. And it's Tim Walz tonight in Racine. Thursday, Kenosha gets the second gentleman. Doug Emhoff is scheduled to visit the city in a campaign event promoting early voting. Joining Emhoff will be Maryland Governor Wes Moore and Vice President Harris's brother-in-law, Tony West. The specific time and location have yet to be announced. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, a low around 50. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, breezy and cooler, a high in the upper 50s. We're back into sunshine Thursday early, then clouds return late, a chance of showers. High low 60s. It's 69 degrees right now.
Just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio, and wrapped around the music is the sound of someone promising they'll never go. You swear you've heard it before as it slowly rambles on. Our love affair with tenderness and feelings that we've come to know. You swear you've heard it before, as it slowly rambles on and on. No need in bringing them back, cause they're never really gone.
Just an old-fashioned love song, coming down in three-part harmony. Just an old love song,
1971, it's Three Dog Night, an old-fashioned love song on WRJN, a song that was written by Paul Williams, who, of course, was a very prolific songwriter of the day, but also a popular actor. He appeared in the Smokey and the Bandit movies. He appeared in The Doors, a frequent guest on shows like The Love Boat and The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson.
summertime and we'll sing again. We go driving or maybe we'll settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, where we encourage you to be a voter this fall. And now our company's website, civicmedia.us, features a complete guide to every Wisconsin race this year. Information on all the candidates and races right down to your district. You'll also find information on when, where, and how to vote. So log on to civicmedia.us/voter-guide and be a voter this fall. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Please, please don't forget about the folks who are still affected by those recent hurricanes. We've set up a webpage at civicmedia.us/help where you can help. There are links there to Samaritan's Purse, to the American Red Cross, and to World Central Kitchen, just three of the many organizations that are helping out those families who are affected by the recent hurricane. So again, our website where you can help, civicmedia.us/help.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Just who is Peter Barca? Barca is a career politician we simply can't trust. We can't trust him to protect law enforcement because Barca raised money for an anti-police group that called our officers occupying soldiers. Can't trust Barca on the border either. He voted to support sanctuary cities, putting violent criminals before our families. And while fentanyl floods our streets, Barca chose radical politics over our safety. Our veterans can't trust Peter Barca. He voted to cut the benefits they earned and deserve, endangering our families and communities, dishonoring our veterans. We just can't trust a career politician like Peter Barca.
I'm Brian Style. I'm working to support families, stand with law enforcement, and honor our veterans. Families are struggling to afford the things that they need. That's why I'm working to lower costs and stop wasteful spending. I'm Brian Style, and I approve this message because together we will get our country back on track.
Paid for by Style for Wisconsin.
Choosing the right candidates for any office can be difficult.
My office has lots of drama.
I share my office. But no matter what kind of office you have, if you're hiring, you need ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology finds the most qualified candidates for your roles fast. So, for any kind of office.
I'm really going places in my office.
Count on ZipRecruiter to find the right candidates for it. Try ZipRecruiter for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
without you. And I'm telling you, honey, you're my reason for laughing, for crying, for living, and for dying.
Seven years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 5, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
WRJN.
Don't need-